The Mattson family is on their way home to New Hampshire. It's their first visit to the Virginia Originals gift shop and Chesapeake Grill. Gathered around the souvenir penny press machine, they watch sons Alex and Caleb take turns at the wheel.
Which one'd you get?
The Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel.
Behind them are a wall of windows to a spectacular view of the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, where ships and submarines cruise in and out. The 625-foot Seagull fishing pier juts out into the water, punctuated by fishing poles and eager anglers. Heiko, a German tourist, and his wife and mother-in-law have stopped to take in the view.
The Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel is very interesting for us, so we decided to come back and spend a few minutes here.
To keep costs down on the nearly $800 million project, contractors Dragados USA and Schiavone Construction Company eliminated the restaurant and gift shop. Both will close at the end of September. New Yorker's Sean Akbar and his parents are returned visitors. They hadn't heard the news.
Ah, well, it's sad. It's exciting and it's fun.
7 years ago, Chris Savides and his wife Kelson took over and renovated the original restaurant that opened with the 20-mile-long bridge tunnel in 1964. He says it's never a dull day.
You look out here, and we're 3.5 miles out in the middle of Chesapeake Bay on a man-made island. There's no other place like it.
The restaurant sits on a 25-foot-high pile of rocks, offering views of seals, whales, and migrating birds. He's been there during hurricanes and storms.
One time we were sitting in a seat here, and I was having a staff meeting, and there were some customers. We saw a white line way out in the distance, and it almost looked like there was clouds and the sunlight shining behind it. But that kept on getting closer and closer. And then next thing you know, waves are crashing on these rocks, water's hitting this thing. All the staff and the customers are all glued to the windows, and you hear this loud whistling, and we're wondering what that noise is. Oh, my God, it's wind coming through the windows. It's like, everybody get back. So everybody got away from the windows, and then we see signs from the pier get ripped off, and one ripped and tore off and broke some lady's windshield. And then, boom, gone.
And there are emotional days when the wives of sailors gather to wave their last goodbyes as ships deploy and fade out into the Atlantic.
This has attachment to folks. I brought my kids across here when it opened. I want to bring my grandkids across here now. There's people whose families were integral in constructing this place. It's not just a stop on a roadside rest area.
Construction of the 2-lane southbound tunnel will take 5 years, with plans to reopen the fishing pier. I'm Pamela D'Angelo at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.